It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report. You'll find them at ruralintelligence.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, your one stop to find out what's going on, what's coming up, what's been going on in our area. Plus, if you've got a smartphone, and just about everybody has a smartphone nowadays, they have a great app for your smartphone, ruralintelligence.com. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, warm by the fire. It's time for our fireside chat with Mark Williams. Hi, Mark.
Good morning. Yes, I'm huddled by the radiator with the fire full on, so it is nippy out there.
All right.
But in fact, we've got lots of things to keep you inside, and but interested and warmed up as well this week.
All right, we'll start off on January the 11th in Williamstown at Williams College.
Yeah, Williams College do this every year, and it's a and this year it's starting on this Thursday, January 11th, and it runs actually runs to Sunday, January the 14th, up at Williams College, and it's their annual IO Festival of New Music. On Thursday, it's kicking off with Anthem, which is a concert featuring boundary-defying works by a group of composers who have been challenging the limits of conventional instruments and voice. And the reason they're doing this is that the IO Festival is the Williams College Department of Music's annual immersion in the music of now. So over the course of the 4 days and nights, performers and audiences will be able to take a really deep dive into new and adventurous music from all around the world, and also, by the way, some local people as well. So it's not just sort of international. There are going to be all sorts of performances, talks, and workshops. They're held at the 62 Center for Dance and Theatre, or in the Clark Art Institute. And what they try and do is also have a special interest in using unconventional spaces and unusual modes of performance. So that's all very exciting. So on Thursday, the 11th, they're having their annual opening night concert. It's called Anthem. It starts at 7:30. And you can go to that, but then you can stay for a reception. And they have a second festival concert at that night called Night Jams 1, which starts at 10 o'clock. So you can either listen to the first concert, go to the reception, or you maybe go for dinner locally and whatever it is before going back for the Night Jams 1 to 10 o'clock. And also, it's worth noting that this year, the I.O. Festival features the composer and the performer Kate Soper, who's in residence for the performance of it's a landmark chamber opera of hers called Here Be Sirens. And it's performed by the guest ensemble Fresh Squeezed Opera. Sounds fun. Anyway, you can check out all the times over this long weekend of concerts and events by going to their website. And there's so much going on, and we can't talk about it now. But you can go there via a link on the Rural Intelligence calendar of events. So check that out. It all starts on Thursday, January the 11th.
And on January 12th, let's take a trip to Claverick.
Yeah, this just caught my fancy. It looks a really interesting event at the Old York Farm Distillery in Claverack, which we talked about in the past, but look, this looks good. So the Old York Farm in Claverack, which is, you know, it's only 10 minutes or so away from Hudson Street from Warren Street in Hudson, and it's not actually that far from, say, the Catamount ski area. Anyway, they have a farm to cask distillery there, and and they also have a cooperage, by the way. It's all located along the Claverack Creek. So grain used in the distillery is grown in the Hudson Valley. They make limited releases of micro batch spirits, and so you may have seen some of them in the past. They're great fun. Anyway, the distillery is part of the historic Jacob Rutzen van Rensselaer House and Mill Complex. And apparently, Jacob Rensselaer also had his own distillery and cooperage there in the early 1800s. So there's been a sort of a history of distilleries in that area. The distillery and the cooperage are in the former carriage house that they had there. And so they make handmade barrels, which are then used to age the bourbon, the whiskey, and the brandy. And they're all made on site, these barrels. So it's interesting. Now, the tasting room is open, serving cocktails, beers, wines, and ciders on the weekends. And, of course, you get a tour of the distillery at the same time. So it's all worthwhile going there. But on Friday the 12th, they're linking up with Seven Bakers Lane. And they're going to go to the distillery with a number of their favorite cake offerings. For example, they have a fantastic chocolate bourbon pecan cake. And then if you like that, then you ought to try the chocolate bourbon stout cake with pecan filling. And they have all sorts of other sort of amazing things. And one of my favorites is Judy's almond cake, which is particularly popular at the Palisades Farmers Market. If you've been to that as well, their almond cake is really light and delicate. They have a great apple bread pudding. Anyway, the point is that you can go on that Friday night, starting at 4:30 in the afternoon, and check out the free samples of what this bakery does, the Seven Bakers Lane Bakery does. And of course, you can do it and taste some of the distillery products as well. So it's a great fun afternoon if you're looking for something to do. It starts at 4:30 in the afternoon and runs through 9 o'clock in the evening. That's on Friday, January the 12th at the Old York Farm Distillery in Carrathrack.
And the 13th and 14th in Lennox, the Winter Studio Festival of Plays.
Yep, Shakespeare and Company's Bernstein Theatre is going to be the center for this winter studio of plays over the weekend of the 13th and 14th. It's a weekend marathon of staged readings. And the idea is to celebrate emerging as well as established playwrights. So some of the plays they're doing this time look really great fun. So there's one called Time Bomb, which is a really boisterous argument on the risks of ignoring climate change. They also are honoring Sam Shepard, who passed away relatively recently, with his play called Buried Child. There's a play called A Shadow of a Doubt, which looks really interesting. It was a recently discovered piece by Edith Wharton. I mean, who would think that they were still discovering new pieces by, or old pieces by Edith Wharton that weren't known about before? So, you know, it's a chance to discover a sort of a brilliant character portrayal, apparently, by, I guess, somebody we call a Berkshire local. There's The Wonders of the Invisible World by Liz Duffy Adams. It's an insight into life in New England shortly after the Salem witch trials. And then a lot of people will know Hamish Link later. He literally sort of grew up at Shakespeare and Company, I think. Has been there for a long time. Anyway, he's directing his own piece called The Whirligig, which is a very funny and heartrending piece, really, about Berkshire County. And so you might well be interested in that as well. So, again, you're going to have to check out the Shakespeare and Company website for all of the times of the plays and when they're on. But that's really something to get you out of the house and enjoy there on both Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th.
We'll go to Great Barrington on the 13th, the Monument Valley Middle School.
Yes. You know, in 2015, the Berkshire-grown Winter's Farmers Markets expanded to include dates in January and February, which essentially lengthened the season for farmers and shoppers alike. And the whole idea is that these markets were set up to provide an opportunity for residents and visitors throughout Berkshire County to sort of have access to local food and products, even in the winter months, which became a great source of off-season income for Berkshire farmers. So this continues on the 13th at Monument Valley Middle School. So go ahead, go along. You get a chance to buy your locally grown produce, including vegetables, cheeses, as meats, breads, preserved foods, and much more. All starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, as I say, Monument Valley Middle School on the 13th.
All right, we will move along to Lenox, Massachusetts, the Berkshire Botanical Gardens Winter Lecture.
Yep, just up the road. The Berkshire Botanical Gardens in the Lennox Memorial High School is continuing its winter lecture series, which was started in 1997. And the idea has really been to bring inspiring speakers to the area to talk about horticulture, landscape design, history, plants and plant exploration, and home gardening, and to do it in the middle of winter when obviously everything is quiet in the garden. And this year's lecture is being given by the award-winning photographer and author who is known to Robin Hood listeners, because it's Ken Drews, who is a regular appearer on Robin Hood Radio, particularly with Margaret Roach and A Way to Garden, but all sorts of other events as well. And he's going to be speaking on the new shade garden, how to create a lush oasis in the age of climate change. Now, Ken is really an amazingly celebrated lecturer, so it's worthwhile going to his lectures in his own right. But he's also a fantastic photographer, and I was amazed to realize that recently his collection of garden photographs, which comprised over 100,000 images of American gardens and plants, was acquired by the Smithsonian in 2013. So it really is amazing. He's written 20 books over the last 25 years, including The Natural Garden, which I think most gardeners will be familiar with. This lecture is going to be packed, I can tell you that. So get your tickets early. It starts at 2 o'clock at the Lennox Memorial High School, but I would go to the Berkshire Botanical Gardens website before that to get a ticket for the event. It's going to be really popular. So that's Saturday, January 13th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Also at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the 13th, the Pine Plains Free Library has a screening of a documentary.
Yeah, very different. This one's a bit more serious, but it's actually very lovely as well. So Pine Plains Free Library bring all sorts of events to the area. And this is the screening of a documentary. It's a short documentary about Woody's Order, which is a one-woman show written and performed by an actress, Anne Talman. It's all about her brother, who has severe cerebral palsy. Sounds tough, but it actually is not as tough as you would think. It's then going to be, and I'll tell you why not, it will be followed by a short performance of the play and a question and answer session with Anne Talman herself and the director, Seth Kramer. It is an amazing story, both the documentary and the play. Let's start with the play. So Woody's Order, it's a one-woman stage show, which was written and performed by Anne Talman, who was born in 1956 when Woody, her 8-year-old brother with severe cerebral palsy, was just a few years older. And anyway, she has been caring for Woody, or the assumption was always that she would care for Woody when her parents couldn't. And at the time, by the way, Woody was not expected to live past the age of 12. Now, she really shows the struggles that she had to understand what was going on with her brother, build a career, and even try and sustain her sanity while sort of doing all these things. The pressures are enormous. Anyway, the play has been played in New York, in Los Angeles, and Pittsburgh, where the Talmans come from. And it's really been very, very successfully taken. But the lovely thing is the documentary film, which is award-winning, is about the first time that Anne performed this play, Woody's Order, for its muse, Woody himself. And by the way, he was only expected to live till he's 12. He's now 69 years old. So it had a world premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival in April last year. It was a tremendous success. It's been now all around the world to festivals and film festivals and things like that. And it's won several, as I say, best short documentaries. And it's really been moving audiences. So it's a wonderful opportunity. Pine Plains Free Library is putting it on Saturday, January the 13th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Definitely worthwhile thinking about.
Up to Chatham on the 13th, the Chatham Bookstore.
This slightly more light relief. We've talked about Jeffrey Diamond in the past because he wrote a novel a few years ago called Live to Air. It was a great fun thriller, and he has just published a second book, which is called Live to Tape, about a charming principal television producer who detests doing TV stories about crime, but of course, as you know, he does do these stories about crime and then gets sucked up and caught up in these criminal events, and they become thrillers of one sort or another. Anyway, this is his second book. It sounds like it's going to be great fun. He's going to be at the Chatham Bookstore at 5 o'clock on January the 13th, doing a reading and then obviously talking about the book. I think he himself is a television producer, so he's got one or two very interesting stories, and he knows what he's writing about as well. So great fun there. That's the 13th in the Chatham Bookstore, starting at 5 o'clock in the evening.
Well, stay in chat on the Blue Plate staff annual benefit party on the 13th.
Yeah, you can do both of these events, and it's actually a great excuse to go to Chatham, actually. The Blue Plate every year have the annual Blue Plate staff annual benefit party. And this year, the recipient of their benefit party is going to be the Chatham Animal Haven, which is a local farm animal rescue sanctuary. And the Blue Plate restaurant is, my wife and I love it. The food is just great. It's really well priced. But anyway, for this event, you get a full dinner at the Blue Plate. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be live music, including, by the way, Abby Lappin and Sideshow Willie, who are well known in the area. And there's going to be dancing, and there's a silent auction. We always get reports every year of how successful these events are at the Blue Plate. The benefit party is at the Blue Plate. It's great fun. So it starts at 5, but if you get there after you go to the reading at the Chatham Bookstore, you'll have plenty of time because it runs until 12 o'clock in the evening. They really push the boat out with all the dancing and the music and fun. So it's a great fun evening.
On the 13th, we'll head to Hudson, Spotty Dog Books and Ale.
Yeah, well, let's stick with the books for a bit. You know, Spotty Dog Books and Ale has a monthly event called the Volume Reading and Music Series. This week it will be the writers Taylor Larson and Joe Hagen, and there's going to be a writer-editor, Michelle Philgate, going to be there, all talking about their books and recent work as well. You can have a drink at the bar, and then you can enjoy a DJ set from Samantha Hunt. That all starts, as I say, at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson at 7 o'clock in the evening.
And we'll wrap up our week right now in South Egremont on January 13th.
It's fun talking about all the events that have been going on the area for 40 years or 60 years and whatever it is. And this looks like it could be an event that we're celebrating in 40 years' time, although not sure I'll be around to enjoy it. But in South Egremont, they're having the Woods Winter Fundraiser at the barn at Egremont Village Inn. And this has been a really lovely little location for concerts and events of one sort or another, because you can enjoy a beer in the barn or a drink in the barn and also watch people performing. But this event on Saturday, January the 13th, is not just a question of having some food and drink and frivolity with a concert of Stephen Sondheim classics, by the way. But the reason they're having this fundraiser is that it marks what they're saying is the first step of a process to form a non-for-profit or not-for-profit theatre company, which is really striving to encourage and excite and inspire young performers through art and the theatre. So it could turn out to be another wonderful, as they say, rural intelligence area, not-for-profit, which really, you know, brings art and culture to our area. So it starts at 7:30, South Egremont, at the barn at Egremont Village Inn. And check it out. Maybe you'll go there and be inspired by the young performers in art and theater as well.
And that is it, folks. A look at this week's activities. Just some of them, of course, ruralintelligence.com has much, much more. And Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Good. Hopefully we will be warmer by that stage.